భగవతీ వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతీ వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం నైన్త్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 9 టెక్స్ట్ 49 సుఖమం అశూన్యం శూన్యకల్పితం భగవాన్ వాసుదేవేతి ఇదం గుణంతి శాశ్వత. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్. ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ గాడ్ హెడ్ వాసుదేవ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఫర్ అన్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ మ్యాన్ హు యాక్సెప్ట్ హిమ్ యాజ్ ఇంపర్సనల్ ఆర్ వాయిడ్ విచ్ హీ ఇస్ నాట్. The Lord is therefore understood and sung about the pure devotees. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-11, Madanti tattva bidastattvam jat jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti satyade. The absolute truth is realized in three phases as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the origin of everything. Brahman is a partial representation of Bhagavan, and Vasudeva, the supreme soul living everywhere and everyone's heart, is also an advanced realization of the supreme personality of Godhead. But when one comes to understand the supreme personal Godhead, Vasudeva Sarvangiti, when one realizes that Vasudeva is both Paramatma and impersonal Brahman, he is then in perfect knowledge. Krishna is therefore described by Arjuna as Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. The words Param Brahma refers to the center of the impersonal Brahman and also of the all-pervading Supersoul. When Krishna says Tektva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mangeti, this means that the perfect devotee, after perfect realization, returns home back to Godhead. Maras Khattvanga accepted the shelter of the Supreme Personality Godhead, and because of his full surrender, he achieved perfection. Thus ends Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasty of Anshumana. Vasudeva Krishna is extremely difficult to understand. For unintelligent man who accept him as impersonal void, which he is not. Lord is therefore understood and sung about pure devotees. Only pure devotees, completely surrendered devotees, know him, understand him. Otherwise, it's not easy thing to understand Krishna. Those who are unintelligent men, accept as an impersonal void, it's not very difficult for them to understand Krishna. Who understands Krishna? And how can one understand Krishna? Bolo. To understand Krishna, to get Krishna, is the goal of human birth. It is supreme perfection of human life. Janama leicho Krishna bhakti karibare. Krishna bhakti vinasa mithyaya sansara. You have taken birth as a human being. Why? Purushottam Tirtha. To run after eating, sleeping, defending, mating? Animals do it. Even a worm in the stool does it. So, you do the same thing? Then, kruminam kyanantaram. Then what is the difference between a worm in the stool and yourself? Bolo? No difference. So that is not the purpose of human birth, really achieved human birth. Janama leicho Krishna bhakti karibare. Krishna bhakti vinasa mithyaya sansara. You have taken birth as a human being, the really achieved birth of Gadhan, to do adopt Krishna bhakti. Do you understand? Without Krishna bhakti, everything is false here in material world. To understand Krishna, to follow, to get Krishna, is the supreme perfection of human birth. Who understands? Here, Khatrang Maharaj said, for an intelligent man who accepts him as an impersonal void, which is not, is extremely difficult to understand supreme person Godhead Vasudeva Krishna. Cannot understand. Who understands Krishna?
Fully surrendered.
A pure devotee, he says, Lord is therefore understood and sung about by pure devotee. Who is a pure devotee, who is completely surrendered, unconditionally surrendered. You understand? Surrender without duplicity, agaitava. You understand? This is pure devotee. Only he understands Krishna. He sees Krishna. He understands Krishna. He gets Krishna. How can one understand?
By the mercy of God.
Bolo?
By the mercy of a pure devotee who has Krishna in his heart.
By the mercy of Krishna, one can understand Krishna. Nobody can understand Krishna by dint of his material scholarship, learning, merit, intelligence, karma, jnana, yoga sadhana, tapasya, charity, Vedic study, and no means. Do you understand? Yatha bhakti mauti. Only by bhakti one can understand. Understand? One who becomes completely surrendered, he gets the mercy of Krishna. In other words, we may say, only by the mercy of Krishna one can understand him. How can one see sun? That's the ananda. Flying in the air, flying. Astananda flying in the air, Going to London, going to Birmingham, going to Liverpool, going to Glasgow. Isn't it? Flying, flying, flying. Malasidananda, how can one see sun? Nonsense. Jagadish.
By the mercy of pure devotee.
Great fool. But say pure devotee, you can see sun. Can't you see sun now? Is the mercy of pure devotee that you see sun? Nonsense. How can you see sun? By the help of some sign one sees sun. Understand? Without the help of some sign, nobody can see sun. Can you see sun at night? Why? Because no sun sign is there. So you can see sun. No scientist also can show you sun at that time also. If he makes a very, what do you say?
Strong light.
Strong light or instrument like telescope, still he couldn't. He cannot show you sun. He has to wait for the sunrise. Sun rises, sun sign is there, then you can see sun. Similarly, as you cannot see sun without the help of some sign, sun's rays. Similarly, without mercy of the Lord, nobody can understand him. Mercy of the Lord is required, and that mercy is received through pure devotee, sadhu, mahatma. No other way is there. Even the persons, those who have conquered maya, situated in liberated platform, still they cannot understand Bhagavan. Karmis, jnanis, yogis, if they achieve perfection in their field of activity, still they cannot understand Bhagavan. You follow? Those who are very puffed up, false ego is very great. Do you understand? Those who never hear the message, the words, what Krishna has said, they try to understand Supreme Lord through their own speculation, on learning, scholarship, intelligence. They cannot. They try to see, find out the Supreme Lord through the eyes of the historians, philosophers, scientists. They cannot. What do they get? Such persons, what do they get? They get again and again kickings from Mahamaya. Nothing else. Kick, kick, kick. Again and again kickings from Mahamaya. That is their reward. These persons, Bhagavan Krishna says, these are mudas, mudas, mudas. The word Bhagavan Krishna uttered, muda, avananti mang muda, manasing tanvasitam, parambhavodananta, mamabhuta maheswaram, nahum prakasa sabvasya, yogamayasanabhruto, mudhayam navijanati lokamang, ajang abhayam, Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 7th chapter says, Those are mudas, rascals. They cannot understand me when Krishna comes in his own form. They deride him as an ordinary human being. I never manifest myself. Everywhere and before, everybody, I am covered up with my yogamaya potency. A mudha, a rascal, cannot see me, cannot understand me. Do you understand? So those one, to see Krishna or understand Krishna through their mental speculation, through their scholarship, learning, intelligence, or merit, they are mudhas. Again and again they get the kickings from Mahamaya, that is their reward. They are not eligible, they have no eligibility at all to see Krishna or understand Krishna. Understand? No eligibility at all. They are blind men. You understand? They are one sort of blind men. A blind man cannot see. You follow? There was one blind man. Once he thought of to know what is the color of the milk. You understand? So he asked one of his trusted friends, so my brother, what is the color of the milk? So that his friend said, oh, it is plain. What is that? What is that? It is like crayon. It is like crayon? What is that crayon? So his friend raised the upper portion of his hand, and topmost person bent before him. This is crayon. Sorry. Blind man tossed. Oh, this is crayon. So, kept himself 1 minute, mum. Now I understood what is the color of the milk. I'll never drink milk in my life. It will stick into my throat. He understood the color of the milk. Blind man's understanding. Do you understand? Similarly, those who are very puffed up, false ego is great, try to understand Supreme Lord Bhagavan Vasudeva Krishna through their mental speculation or their merit, scholarship, learning, intelligence, they are blind men. Do you understand? They try to understand Krishna by their own effort. They are like blind men. Their understanding is like that of the blind man's understanding of color of the milk. Understand me? That's not the proper process at all. What is the process? Bolo, what is the process?
Krishna says I can only be known through bhakti.
আশ্রয় লইয়া ভজে তাতে কৃষ্ণ নাহি তেজে what he does, how I can understand Krishna. So he must take shelter of Sadhu Mahajanas, those who have understood him, those who have seen him, those who have gotten him. Pure devotees understand Sadhu Mahajanas. Those are completely surrendered. You follow? So that intelligent person takes shelter in the lotus feet of Sadhu Mahajanas, under their guidance, he engages himself in Krishna bhajan. Thereby, he'll be able to understand Krishna, see Krishna, get Krishna. Otherwise, nobody can develop bhakti. One is a real bhakta, pure devotee. He never wants his own happiness. Do you understand? Never wants his own happiness. What he wants?
The pleasure and happiness of Krishna.
He only wants the pleasure and happiness of Krishna. Pleasure and happiness of Krishna and pleasure and happiness of the dear devotee, pure devotee of Krishna. He never wants his own happiness. Isn't it? Are you? Everybody wants his own happiness, please. Isn't it? Is there anybody? Raise hands. Let me see who doesn't want his own happiness and pleasure. Raise hands. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody raises hand. So, everybody wants his own happiness and pleasure. So how can you get Krishna? How can you understand Krishna Baba Jagadish?
Give up your own pleasure and happiness.
So, a real devotee, one who is a real devotee, he never wants his own happiness, pleasure. He only wants the happiness, pleasure of Krishna and the happiness, pleasure of his dear devotees. And he is completely surrendered. He always desires how to give more and more happiness, pleasure to Krishna. His only asset is Lord's causeless mercy. Lord's causeless mercy is only asset, no other asset he has. Understand? So, such a person is completely surrendered soul, he gets the mercy. He gets the mercy of Supreme Lord. Thereby, he becomes enlightened. He receives enlightenment received through the mercy potency of the Lord. Devala. Mercy potency of the Lord. They are devotees. They are the mercy potency of the Lord. Krishna Krupa Sri Murthy. If Krishna Kripa, mercy of Krishna, assumes a body, and the embodiment of Krishna Kripa is Sadhu, Guru, Mahatma, Vaishnava. They are mercy potency of the Lord. So, Sadhu is a real bhakta devotee. He receives enlightenment through the mercy potency of the Lord. Through that enlightenment, he sees the beautiful form of Krishna. He sees and understands all the confidential truths regarding Krishna's different leelas. Very easily understands. Understand me? So this Saranapati surrender, you follow, is the only thing required. Krishna came as a Bhagavan Krishna, who said, Sarvadharman Paritejya Mamekam Saranam Braja. His most concluding instruction, most confidential instruction, Guhyatama, in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Paritejya Mamekam Saranam Braja. Giving up all other dharmas, abandoning all other dharmas, just surrender unto me. Without that surrender, nobody can understand him. So how can one surrender? Do you know how to surrender?
You have to be taught by someone who knows.
That Krishna himself came to teach us how to surrender. Who is he? Is Mahaprabhu. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Purusottama Gauranga. That Krishna himself came as Prema Purusottama Gauranga to teach us how to surrender. So we are singing that song written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Mahajan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari.
Yeah.
শিখাও শরণাগতি করো হে উত্তম ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর মহাজন সং শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু জীবে দয়া করি সোপার্শ্বদ সুয় ধাম সহবতরি অত্যন্ত দুর্লভ প্রেম করিবার দান শিখায় শরণাগতি ভগদেব প্রাণ দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ কেম শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য সাওয়ারিং ইজ কজ ইজ মার্সিয়ান জীবজ ডিসেন্ডেড হিয়ার উইথ ইজ ওন ধাম ওন অ্যাসোসিয়েটস টু টিচ আস শরণাগতি আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড টিচ আস হাউ টু সারেন্ডার and it is based on durlava prema, rarely achieved prema. So he gives that prema, brahmare durlava de prema, even in the part of Brahma it is not easy to get that prema, very rare. So in order to give that prema and to teach saranagati, that saranagati is the life and soul of the bhakta. That Krishna descended here as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. With his own dham, own associates. Understand? There are six symptoms of a completely surrendered soul. Completely surrendered, not partial surrender, not conditional surrender, not artificial surrender. Understand? Complete, true surrender. Surrender without duplicity. Understand? Agaitava. Without condition. Without condition. No condition. But you are making so many conditions, isn't it? All are making so many conditions. Are you surrendered? No. Nobody is surrendered. All artificial. All partial. Artificial, partial, conditional. Not true surrender, not complete surrender. So the one is completely surrender, yes, six symptoms. Dainya atmani vedana kapsrute varana avasya rakhive krishna vishwasa bhava bhakti anukula matra karje swika bhakti parikula bhava vardhanangika. What is favorable for his bhajan, immediately accepts it. What is unfavorable for his bhajan, immediately rejects. Immediately rejects. This is unfavorable in my bhajan. Immediately rejects. Understand? Dainya atmanivedana gatruti varana. He always crying in the heart. He feels there is nothing in here in this material world for me. Krishna sansara ami athi chirodas arham durgata. Arham durgata ami. I am most fallen, most degraded. Do you follow? Most fallen, most degraded. I have nothing here in this material world. There is nobody who can support me. I have no wealth, no asset. Nothing. I am pauper. Dina kinchana. Do you follow? He always feels like that. He is completely surrendered and he always crying in his heart. Praise to Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is crying of the soul. Understand me? Utters the holy name of the Lord, that is crying of the soul. Dainya. In crying mood, he should utter, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then Krishna will hear you. All right, Krishna, I want to hear you, Jagadish. Are you crying? No. You are completely dependent on the mercy of Krishna. No other dependence. Have you any other dependence? Yes, I have my strength. I am dependent on my strength. Isn't it, Jagadish? Isn't it? Say, speak the truth. Don't speak lie.
fast, I have strength, I can go out on money, I can maintain myself, isn't it? So dependence, isn't it? Isn't that true? Yes. The Krishna will withdraw his strength from you. Can you lift a blade of grass, Baba? What strength you have? Have you any strength? Purushottam Tirtha. Yes, I can do, I can manage myself. Can you? Krishna is so merciful. He is there in the form of Paramatma in you. Thereby, he is giving you some strength. You follow? That is Kripa Bala, mercifully. Mercifully gives strength. That is Balarama's Bala, Lord Balarama's strength. You follow? He is very merciful. So, he has given you some strength and you are very pumped up with that strength. Oh yes, I can manage myself without depending on anybody. Yes. Indeed. All Balaram will withdraw that strength. Paralysis, paralysis, paralysis. Now paralysis. He cannot even lift his hand. He cannot move. What can you do now, Baba? Aye, Baba, what can you do now? I cannot move, cannot lift his hand. So, even cannot lift my blade of grass. So, Baba, who is there now? Complete depend on the mercy of Lord. The Baba, this is Dainya. This is Dainya. I have nothing, I have no strength, nothing, no dependence, nothing. Most degraded, most fallen, most weak. I am completely dependent on Krishna, on His mercy. Feeling like that, He always cries in the heart. In crying mode, He chants holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That is Dainya. Understand? Atmanvedan, completely surrendered. Gopthrutiya Varana, he has unflinching faith that Krishna must maintain me. Yes. Krishna must maintain me. Unflinching faith. This is Gopthrutiya Varana. Krishna is my maintainer. Who is your maintainer? Your mama? Mama is maintaining. Jagadish mama telephoning. Mama, yes, yes. Maintain me, maintain me. Jagadish. Krishna is a maintainer. Krishna is Vishwambara who maintains the whole universe. Why will not maintain you? You have no faith. And such a complete surrender soul, he has strong faith, unflinching faith. Krishna is my maintainer, he must maintain me. Avasya rakhiye Krishna, vishwasa palana. Krishna must protect me. He has unflinching faith. Krishna is a rakhyakar palaka amar. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, nobody else. He has unflinching faith. You follow? This is six types of symptoms. Six symptoms of completely surrendered soul. Out of these six, Acharya Mahajan says, Gopthrutiya Varana, Krishna is, must maintain me. It is chief symptom. Chief symptom. Understand? Out of six symptoms, the Gopthrutiya Varana is the chief symptom. Yes. Unflinching faith. I was saying that thing. Mahaprabhu once asked Srivas Pandit, Srivas Pandit is such a devotee, completely surrendered.
never does anything. He has big family, he has wife, children, you understand? Follow me. And never goes out, never earns money, never thinks how to maintain family, never thinks of. Always engaged in Sravanam Kirtanam, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Does Sankirtan with the devotees, Mahaprabhu does Sankirtan, Srivas Kotiyar, they follow. Does Sankirtan, hear Krishna Katha, Gaur Katha, always associates with such dear devotees, sadhus, always engaged in these activities, no other activity. Never goes out, never earns money, never thinks how my family will maintain. Even his son died, isn't it? His son died while Mahaprabhu's kirtan was going on. Son died. Still he never feels himself never disturbed. Rather when the woman in the house started crying, went, "Hey, stop! Stop! Don't cry! Don't cry!" He stopped them. He stopped the woman crying. "Why are you crying? Silly woman. Mahaprabhu's kirtan is going on. Mahaprabhu's kirtan will hamper. Don't cry. Son is dead." Stop them. Isn't it? How is he? How is he? Tomari thai jivir sanam marana. A devotee accepts like that. By the will of Krishna, birth takes place and death takes place. This is the will of Krishna. What can we do? Krishna's will is supreme will. Can you take off death? None. What can you do? The devotee knows it very well. He never feels. Dhirastatra namuhyati. Isn't it? Teacher of Gita. Gita Krishna says, Dhirastatra namuhyati. Dhira. Undisturbed, is undisturbed also, never becomes bewildered. Such is Srivas Pandit. Mahaprabhu once told Srivas, "It's just out of fun. Srivas, you have big family. Why don't you go and earn some money? How do you maintain family? Grastha should earn money. His family responsibility is there, yes. Jagadatma thinking, I must go out and earn some money for my family. Yes, otherwise how can I maintain? So many children are there. Vishwasabha, I have strong faith. Krishna must maintain his family. Is Gottritya Varana. Mahaprabhu, no. A grastha should go out and earn money, yes. But Srivas Pandit, hearing Mahaprabhu's out of fun saying like, to test him, how he is strong in his faith, do you understand? So he clapped three times he clapped. Mahaprabhu said, what is the meaning? What is meaning? He said, I won't go out, I want money, earn money, if my family, including myself, will starve out of food, will tolerate. One day, first day we tolerate, if no supply comes, second day we tolerate, if no supply comes, third day we tolerate. No supply comes, and fourth day we'll go and drown in the Ganges. Understand? 3 days we starve, we tolerate it. And 4 days there is no supply, so whole family, or the head of the family, go drown myself in the Ganges. Just jump. Finish. Can you do it? No. Then you are not surrendered. The Mahaprabhu became very pleased. Do you follow? Mahaprabhu became very pleased. Yes! I have promised. Yes. I have promised. Kaunteha pradijanihi na me bhakta pranasyati. In Gita,
Krishna has promised, Kanteha pradijani name bhakta pranasyati. He promised through Arjuna. Arjuna, Kunti putra, son of Kunti, Kanteha, go out, beating drum, just proclaim this. Kanteha pradijani name bhakta pranasyati. My bhakta will never perish. My bhakta, my devotee will never perish. Sarana laive jai, taku tare udharive nath. Tomar pradignyai. You have promised this thing. And you have promised for Arjuna, you cannot break your promise. If Krishna himself promises, the devotee may break it. But when promises through a devotee, cannot break it. Krishna has promised through Arjuna. So he cannot break it. Kanteya prajani name bhakta prasati. My bhakta will never perish. I'll maintain him, I'll protect him. That's firm faith in it. So that is what. So saranga sanagati haibe jaharo, tahar prathana suni Nanda Kumar. With such a completely surrendered soul, there are six symptoms in him. Nanda Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, only hears him, listens to him, what he says. Understand? Otherwise not listen. Rupa sanatana pade dante truna kari bhakati vinada pade dhu pada dhari. Rupa sanatana, you are very surrendered soul, premi bhakta, bhakti vinada thakur. Catching, very tightly, lotus feet of these two mahatmas, fell prostrated there, at the lotus feet. Kandya kandya bole ami to dham sikha sanagati kare uttam. You have to cry. Kandya kandya bole ami to dham sikha sanagati kare uttam. Crying, 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 said, I am adham, I am adham, I am most fallen, most degraded, I don't know how to surrender, oh, to Mahatmas. Rupa Sanatana, please, shower your mercy on me, teach me how to surrender. Understand? This is sanagati. This sanagati is the life and soul of the devotee. Bhakatir pran. Bhakatir pran. And Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, gave his most concluding instruction, most confidential concluding instruction, sarvadharman paritijyamami kunsanam raja. And in 11th kind of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says to Uddhava, unless, and this sanapati, this surrender, surrender is the life and soul of the devotee. Unless one is fixed and situated in this platform of surrender, he cannot do true bhajan. Understand? He cannot serve Krishna, he cannot do true bhajan. This is akaitava bhajan. No duplicity is there. No cheating is there. You understand? Akaitava bhajan. No cheating. No duplicity. Complete surrender. When it's completely surrendered, without cheating mentality, without duplicity. And such devotees, they have strong faith. Unflinching faith in the Lord. Yes, there is Krishna, there is Lord. They are not atheists, they are theists. You understand? They have strong faith. The existence of the Lord, strong faith in the words of the Lord. Those are atheists. They cannot surrender. No. They cannot surrender. They have no connection with the Lord. They have no connection with sanapati, with surrender. They have no knowledge at all. This is Swarupa Lakshana of a Vaishnava, this sanapati, surrender. Understand my language? I say 27 symptoms of sadhu. Kribhāru, akrito, droha, mṛdu, mauni, suci, dakhya. 27 symptoms are there. But sanapati is the chief symptom. Others are secondary symptoms. Secondary symptoms.
This is the symptom, chief symptom appears. Bhakta, pure devotee, true devotee. He is impartial, completely surrendered. Another, he has developed another devotion and is fixed on this surrender. They follow. Without this surrender, your bhakti cannot be perfect. And such devotees also completely surrender to holy name, especially in Kali Yuga, Nama Rupi Krishna Avatar is completely surrendered. He sees Krishna, he understands Krishna. We follow. And he is always engaged, such a devotee is always engaged, chanting this holy name, crying in the heart, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the crying of the soul. Understand? How are you chanting? Are you crying in the heart? Atmar Krandan, this is crying of the soul. Mahaprabhu is crying and chanting. Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. Understand? Krishna is a theoretical speaker, but Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. He came, Krishna came in the form of Mahaprabhu, teaches practically how to surrender, how to cry for Krishna. In a crying mood, how to chant his holy name, how to surrender unto holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That verse is there, is Brahma's words. Brahma says to Narada, second canto, seventh chapter, 2742. Jesang Saisa Bhagavan Daidanantaha Sarvatmana Srita Padodadi Nirbhyalakam Te Dustaramati Taranti Cha Deva Mayam Naisang Mamaho Mitidhi So Srugara Vakye.
Found? But anyone who is specifically favored by the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, due to unalloyed surrender unto the servant of the Lord, can overcome the insurmountable ocean of illusion and can understand the Lord. But those who are attached to this body, which is meant to be eaten at the end by dogs and jackals, cannot do so.
Attached to the body, then it will be eaten by vultures, dogs, jackals, body is very dear. Jagdish, isn't it? Body is very dear. Gokul, what will happen? They have no eye and mind. They are not the Atma body. They are not in bodily platform. Do you understand? They are not in bodily platform. They have no eye and mind. They never think body is the self, because the ultimate end of this body is what? Eaten by vultures, jackals, dogs. They cannot be surrendered. You follow? This is Brahma's words. When such surrendered soul gets mercy of the Lord. Without the mercy of the Lord, nobody can understand the Lord. So, representative of the Lord, Sadguru, bona fide guru, one should come and take shelter of the lotus feet of such a sadhu Vaishnava, who is completely surrendered, dear devotee, pure devotee of Krishna. So he will teach you how to surrender. Thereby one will get the mercy. Mercy of the Lord comes through such sadhu, mahajan, Vaishnava. Do you follow? He is the embodiment of Krishna Kripa, embodiment of the mercy of Krishna. Then when one surrenders unto the lotus feet of such sadhu, Vaishnava, Krishna accepts him. You follow? Krishna accepts him as his own man, yes. Accepts his own man, yes. He surrendered his own man. This sanagati, thereby he gets mercy. He attracts the mercy of Krishna, such a surrendered soul. That surrender is the only thing, the life and soul of the devotee. If a woman is dead, if you decorate her body with nice sari ornaments, what is the value? What is the value? No value. Similarly, without sranapati, without surrender, What is the value of your devotion? No value. You understand? So, who is a chaste and devoted lady, wife, her chief symptom is pātivṛttya, devotion to her husband. Understand me? Similarly, chief symptom of a true devotee is akaitava-saṇāpati, surrender without duplicity, without cheating mentality. Understand me? Huh? Do you follow me? So, is another devotion, one pointed, only surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. No question of surrender to any demigod or anybody else. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, Krishna gives the same instruction as he gives in Gita, gives to Arjuna. He gives the same instruction to Uddhava. Tasmātama buddhau vata sujya chodhanāṁ prati chodhanāṁ pravṛtīñca nivṛtīñca śrutabhyaṁ śrutam eva ca māṁ ekam eva saranam atmānaṁ sarpadehinaṁ jāhi sarpātma bhāvena mayāsyāhi akūta bhaiya. You have. That was 11th canto, 12th chapter, chapter 12, verse 14, 15. No. Tasmāt means tasmātvam muddhavat sujya chodhanāṁ prati chodhanāṁ pravṛtīñca nivṛtīñca śrutabhyaṁ śrutam eva ca māmekam eva saraṇam ātmānaṁ sarpadehinaṁ jāhi sarvātma bhāvena mayāsyāhi akūto bhayāḥ. Yaha. Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, give up everything. What you had heard previously, understand me. What you will hear future, everything give up. Give up all rules, regulations. Sarva-dharmāna paritejya. No rule regulation is there. Understand me. Give up the path of prabhuti and nibhuti. Everything you give up. Do you understand? Only surrender unto me. Do you understand me? Only completely surrender unto me. Sarva-dharmān paritejya is the purport. Sarva-dharmān paritejya māmekam saraṇam vraja. Do you follow? So, a devotee completely surrenders whatever one's mellow, dasya, sakhya, vasalya, madhurya. Being that mellow he completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, who is the only protector, who is the maintainer, who will protect you from all sorts of fearful situations. Krishna says, I'll protect you from all sorts of fearful situations. Yes, akūto bhaya. No need of fear at all. Do you understand? So fearlessly, māsūca. Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, māsūca, don't fear, surrender. Here, the same thing Krishna says to Uddhava. Akūto bhaya. Jāhi sarvātma bhāvena māyāsyāhi akūto bhaya. Fearlessly you surrender, same thing. It says to Uddhava, understand what it says to Arjuna. Fearlessly you surrender, fearlessly you serve me. Don't fear what will happen, Jagadish. Don't fear what will happen, what will take place, don't fear. Fearlessly surrender, fearlessly engage in the loving service of Krishna, Guru and Gauranga. That is completely surrendered soul. That story we said, All right. I am Nitya Krishna Das. I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am not servant of anybody. I am servant of Krishna, isn't it? My only Duty is to serve Krishna. Give him all pleasure, happiness, enjoyment. Nothing for me. That story is there. Once a devotee was there. He's a devotee of Lord Ram, like Hanumanji, you understand? He's complete surrender. But he was a government servant, working government offices, he was a tax collector, collecting government taxes, collect tax, deposits in government treasury. So once he saw a temple of Lord Ram, his dilapidated condition is going to be completely collapsed. Oh, my Lord's temple, it's going to be collapsed. I must build it, So whatever tax he collected, didn't deposit in treasury. He all spent in building that temple. Government officer, do you follow? So when he's not depositing in treasury, then just cut up by the government. Hey, you are misappropriating government money, Then put him in the jail. All right, go to jail. You are put in the jail. So, are you prepared? Jagdish. You see, Agudo Hoya, don't fear. Let me go to hell. What is that? Let me go and suffer there. I sooner give up my service, loving service to Guru and Gauranga, service to Krishna, whatever may come to me. So he has put into jail. You understand? So, in the jail he stayed some years. There he engaged the light, Lord Ram. Are you pleased now, O Ram? Are you pleased? I am put into jail now. All right for you. If you are pleased, very good. There he chants always Ram Nam, cries, all right, let Ram be pleased. Some years he stayed, in the jail. As long as he cannot repay, do you follow? He should repay or lifelong imprisonment. Order was lifelong imprisonment. Whole life. All right, whole life I'll be here, suffer, chant name of Lord Ram. If Ram is pleased, this is Muradiya Dukkha Tar Hoyasa Jisukha Dukkha Mar Sukha Varjya. This is the words of Radharani. And giving me all suffering and distress if he gets pleasure. That distress, that suffering is my highest pleasure. Accept like this, Jagadish. Are you prepared? No, Baba. So, once Ram and Lakshman came to that king. Hey, what amount of money you want? What is the recovery from that person? This 50 lakhs of rupees. Yes, 50 lakhs of rupees. 50 lakhs of rupees, all right. Take this 50 lakhs of rupees. Release him. Do you understand? The king got 50 lakhs of rupees, Ram and Lakshman paid, that person released. Do you follow? This is what? Complete surrender. Completely surrendered. Agutu Bhaya, fearless. Never fear. Never afraid. Is afraid of any circumstance. Narayana Parasope, na kutasya vipyati, surgapapadga naraki sopi, tulyartha darsina. They are Narayana Para. They are completely surrendered to lotus feet of Narayana. They are not afraid of any situation. Even going to hell. Naraki sopi. They go to hell still. Not afraid of. Let Krishna be pleased. Let Lord be pleased. Lord of my heart be pleased. You understand? If giving me suffering, giving me distress, if he gets pleasure, that suffering, that distress is my highest pleasure. This is what a premi bhakta, follow me. Completely surrendered bhakta. Completely surrendered. He is fearless, not afraid of any situation. Any situation. This is akuto bhaya, masucha. Fearlessly you surrender. But Arjuna Krishna says here to Uddhava, Krishna says, antarsar papibhya mukhesyami masucha. Don't fear, masucha means don't fear. If you are thinking of all dharmas, then you will commit adharma, pap. Then I assure you, I will destroy all sinful reactions. Masucha, don't fear. Fearlessly you surrender. Give up all dharma. Give up all dharma. Do you understand? Krishna says, I am Supreme Lord. Krishna said, I am Supreme Lord. Nobody has said, I am Supreme Lord. The complete Bhagavata Godhood is manifested in me. Such complete Godhood is not manifested in any incarnations, any partial manifestations. Do you understand? Because that Krishna is the only sarvavatari, sarvanshi, sarvasya, sarvaradhya. He is the source of all incarnations. Source is the only, his lotus feet is the only place where everybody to take shelter and he is to be worshipped. Give up your, all sorts of dharma means your dharma of your society, dharma of your country, dharma of your, what do you say, community, dharma of your family, isn't it? Even Veda dharma, do you understand? Giving up Veda dharma, all sorts of dharma, give up. Just surrender. Sarvadharmān paritejya māmekam sarvam. Even give up the four types of cheating dharma. Dharma, artha, kam, mukhya. Give up everything. Fearlessly you surrender. Antansarpapibhyamukhis. Completely dependent on my kripa, mercy. Such a surrendered soul is completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Mercy, kripa sakti, mercy potency of the Lord. Understand me? Such a complete surrendered soul is dependent on the mercy potency of the Lord. Friends, one comes fistless of surrender, Krishna accepts him. You understand? Krishna accepts him as his own man. He, whatever he does, it's Krishna's will. It is Krishna's will. Understand me? It's Krishna's will. He has no independent will. He has no independent. Jāvahi Krishna rīśā tāhiṁ karīva nīja icchā mate kijuna cintiva. He never thinks anything independently. What is Krishna's will, he does. You follow? Krishna acts through him. Krishna works through him, acts through him. Krishna uses him as an instrument in his hand. So whatever he does, it is not his work, it is Krishna's activity. Understand me? This is complete surrender soul. This is complete surrender soul. This is sanāgati mṛka kaitava bhakti. The kaitava bhakti, pure bhakti, based on complete surrender. And bhakti without duplicity, without cheating propensity. Pure bhakti. You follow? Then 11th canto, 29th chapter, 34 verse, says to Uddhava, Krishna says to Uddhava, martyo dadatyakta samasta karma niveditātmā vijikirsitome tadā mṛtattvam pratipadyamāna mayātma bhūyāyo ca kalpate vai. You have martyo, it begins, martyo. Martyo dadatyakto samasta karma niveditātmā vijikirsitome tadā mṛtattvam pratipadyamāna mayātma bhūyāyo ca kalpate vai. No. Krishna says to Uddhava, his dear devotee Uddhava, he says, O Uddhava, when jīva, matya jīva, who is subject to birth and death, giving up all dharma, Prabhuti Nibhuti Dharma, Desh Dharma, Jati Dharma, Family Dharma, Society Dharma, Every Dharma, giving up, gives up everything, completely surrenders unto me, completely dedicates himself unto me. Then I accept him as my own man. Do you understand? I act through him. Whatever he does, that's my activity. Understand? He acts according to my will. He has no independent will. Do you understand? At that condition, he attains immortality. He is fixed with the relationship with me, sevya sevaka, servant and master relationship, and he becomes eligible to relish the sweet mellow. Do you understand? This is the meaning of the verse. Purport is that such a completely surrendered soul, surrendered devotee, is very dear to the Lord. On his part, Krishna is very easily available. One who gets Krishna is a Purna Brahma, who is completely full. Is he filled? Will he feel some deficit in completeness? Purushottam Tirtha. Deficit. But such a devotee will never feel any deficit because he has gotten Krishna. So his Purna Brahma is completely full. He will never feel any incompleteness. Yes. Do you follow me? He is completely surrendered. Six types of symptoms of surrender manifest in him. He is always engaged in releasing this nectar and sweet mellow emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord. Makaranda Pana. That is Parama Purusartha, Supreme Purusartha. Do you follow me? And he gets transcendental pleasure, joyfulness, blissfulness, because he constantly attached to the Sachidananda Vigraha. Sachidananda Maya Vigraha, Rasika Sekhara Krishna. Understand me? This is purport of that verse. Krishna says to Uddhava. So in Gita, in Bhagavata, you'll find instruction of Krishna, that the most concluding instruction, most confidential instruction, that is to completely surrender unto him. One is a surrendered soul. He gets the mercy of Krishna, he understands Krishna, gets Krishna, he becomes Krishna's own man, Nijajana, very dear, intimate. He's always in Krishna. You follow? Whatever he does is Krishna's activity, it's not his own activity. He has no I and mind. He has no I and mind attitude on his body. This ultimate end of his body to be eaten by vultures, dogs, jackals. He's not at all in bodily platform. You understand? He receives perfect realization, so he returns home back to Godhead. Maharaj Khatranga accepted this complete shelter at the lotus feet of personal Godhead because of his full surrender, achieved perfection. Understand? This is what. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, Samavita Bhaktavinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
She's sitting in the lecture in front, but all of a sudden in the middle of the lecture, he shouted and pointed right at her and said, "You cannot make the sun rise." Like that.
Nonsense. Sun is not your servant, Baba.
They're thinking impersonal. They want to become master of them.
just lady,
She stopped the sun rising.
She stopped the sun rising. The chastity is such force, such strength, Pure lady. Otherwise,
by speculation.
Yes, I can make some life. Nonsense.
You're trying to realize that they're actually God.
Yes, they're actually God. Yes.
It seems the chief symptom of a devotee is this freedom from this I, me, and mine.
Yes. No I and mine.
No I.
Janasya mohoyam. This is moha.
Delusion.
Mohoyam ammameti. Yes, no. I am mine. This swana sugaravakhe, this body, ultimately eaten by vultures, dogs, and jackals. I say I am mine. Well, Krishna's property.
Sometimes it's said a devotee is like a white sheet, and if there's just a spot on it, you can clearly see it. So sometimes it's seen, you can see very clearly in a devotee, this false ego.
Clear
in a devotee.
Yes. False ego, yes. So great, very great false ego. How can he surrender? No question of surrender as long as a false ego. You cannot surrender. So you have so-called surrender. Hey!
What are you
doing? He can surrender. These are like visual, partial, or conditional. Only artificial. All pretension. Pretending that I am surrendering. Pretension only. Isn't it? Only pretender. Only pretending and surrender. Are you surrender? No, only pretending. Gokuldas. Artificial. Pretender. Isn't it? Like
how can you be safe from this situation, being a pretender? How can we stop it to pretend?
Don't you hear what Bhagavata says or Sadhu says? You hear it. Hear it. Take it seriously. Be serious. Yes, let me throw you in this ocean. Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Yes! I didn't say yes. Take him and throw him into the ocean. If I surrender, then we're protected. Hiranyakashipu threw Prahlad Maharaj from the mountain, from a burning cauldron. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You are not afraid. It's complete surrender and you're protected. So, are you? So, you see how it is.
How can we come up with that statistic? Just by only hearing. And then one day it will stick?
Yes. Complete surrender, unconditional surrender. Whatever may come, Krishna has promised. Name bhakta pranasadi, my bhakta will never perish. No one will take shelter of me, I'll protect him. Have complete faith in it. Strong, unflinching faith. This is faith. Yes.
So we have just then,
definitely.
So we have to remember always in any circumstance the words of the sadhu.
Yeah.
We have to remember this word.
Sadhu says, Krishna's words. Now this is Jada Bharat. Dakash took him to cut off his head before Kali, goddess Kali, Bhadra Kali. He was not, he was unmoved. He was unmoved, deaf, dumb, mad. Just posing as a deaf, dumb, mad. So complete surrender soul. All right, sit down here. Sit down. Go down your head like that. He bowed down. Then they drew the sharp sword to chop off his head. What happened? Kali Devi came out. That murti cracked, Kali Devi came out, and with their sharp sword cut off all the heads of the dakats. And Jada Bharata was protected. So, this is completely surrender, sir.
So someone may artificially think
Are Baba, artificial, no, artificially what to do? Krishna knows the heart. Oh, just pretending, just posing. He has no faith. Your head will be cut off.
Sometimes Hindus, they, on holy day, they burn some effigy of Holika.
Yes.
Is that a bona fide story? Is that a bona fide story? They say that it was Hiranyakashipu's sister, and she took Prahlad in her lap to burn him because she's immune to fire. But her immunity went away, and she burned. Is that story true?
No.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.